I'm going to tell you about a cat named Trouble. I know what you're thinking. All cats are trouble. It's true. They probably are. I've seen the TikTok videos. But my cat, Trouble, she was so much more. You see, I never realized that a cat could be so loyal. She was, I don't know. When I saw her, I thought she was crazy. She ran around the room, especially after she used the litter box, like her tail was on fire or something. It was hilarious. We'd be petting her, and like 30 seconds later, she would just reach around and snap at you. I had so many scratches and bite marks from her. She was cuckoo. But again, she was loyal, and I never knew that until the end. So a little over 13 years ago, I was struggling with substance abuse, especially alcoholism, and I got to the point where I had burned all my bridges. You know, I found a book at a yard sale, one of those chicken soup for the soul books. It was crap. I tried yoga, found a therapist. They suggested I go to rehab, you know, like the Amy Winehouse song. I was like, hell no. Because what would I do with my cat? You know, I mean, I knew my little Honda Civic was no place for myself and my cat. I knew I had to do something, and she deserved better. Hell, I deserved better. So I got on the phone and made some calls, you know, and I found a place for Trouble. So I was at this residential treatment facility for 6 months, and it sucked. But at the end, it worked out great. You know, here I am. The thing about it is that finding a home for your cat, and if you're listening to me right now, you know, it's hard. Trouble went to 3 different homes during that 6-month period. First thing I did when I got out is went to go fetch her. And I was super lucky. I found a sober living that would take my cat and myself. And so I had a place for us both to go. So I get out of treatment and I go to the place, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend, a trailer park, you know, no disrespect, but these folks were still in the middle of their disease and their addiction, and they were not tidy housekeepers. Poor Trouble was cowering in the corner of a room that was just looked like a hoarder's room, and she was skinny and mangy and just not well. So somehow she kind of recognized me, and I saw that familiar light in her eyes. So I took her back to the sober living and got her into a vet and tried to get her back to normal, back to what we used to be. But things have changed. You know, she just wasn't the same. A couple weeks later, I was in bed at the wee hours of the morning. And you may know the sound, and I didn't. But she was taking her last breaths of air. And you know, the thing about it is, cats, like dogs, they're very loyal. And the way I look at it now, and the tattoo on my ankle reminds me of how loyal Trouble really was. She was a lot of trouble. I was a lot of trouble. But one thing that's common and one thing that's for sure is that those relationships, sometimes we don't realize how important and how beneath the surface they are. Is just, you don't know until they're gone. And I'm here today to tell you that look around you, because those people, those animals, those pets, they're in your life right now. Give them a hug, because we're all not going to be around forever. So thanks for letting me tell you about Trouble.